John, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
How many tickets did you have to beg, borrow and steal for back in 91?
Oh, mate, you know, it's funny. I heard just heard you guys talking about it. It brought back a lot of memories. So I know we're very fortunate. Gus had been, well, we'd never been in that situation at Penrith, but Gus had over the years, and he was right on top of it. And he somehow had a way. If we needed another 10 tickets, he'd find it from somewhere. So we weren't so bad. But
wish Gus played cricket.
They come out of the woodwork, though, Cardi.
Oh, mate, he was good. He just didn't ask where he got him from. That was all. I think he knew a good printer.
Well, of course, Penrith beat your son Jed's Bunnies there. Where do you think this Penrith team rates, John, amongst, I guess, the teams of the last 20, 30 years?
Mate, they've got to be up near the best. Just look at the amount of games they've lost over the last 3 years. I know they lost one grand final there, and they've won one, and they're through to another one. Just to get to, you know, we all know how hard it is to get to one, but they get to three. And I was talking to a guy the other day about how many games they've lost over the last 3 years. And the only one they really have lost is when they go through that Origin period. Outside that, it's only one or two games over 3 years, which... Yeah, it's absolutely. It's just phenomenal. Their winning record is enormous. They really have to go down along with the Roosters in Melbourne as the team of the, you know, probably the last 10 years.
And not only that, Cardi, they rested a lot of players in that last game of the season too. So, you know, up there in Townsville, so they haven't lost many games, and they've been a terrific club for the last 3 years. And had a lot of success. But when you watch them play, and no doubt you analyse them very heavily and scrutinise them heavily when you're coaching for the Broncos this year, have they got weaknesses in there too?
They don't really. They play a really, really simple game coming out of their own end. If you watch them closely, they use their wingers and their centres. And Dylan Edwards, you know, he's probably the best player in the game at the moment. He's not only scoring tries and making yards and giving his forwards a rest, the amount of tries that he saves, I think he's probably the best player in the game at the moment. It just enables their forwards, and especially their big middle forwards, to just take a spell, get their breath back, be fresh, and then when they get the ball up the other end, now they roar up off the line. It's a pretty simple game that they play, but they do it better than anyone, and they've got better players, you know, in those positions to do the job. But Toa's up over his 200 metres every week. There's some little stats in the game that you can break down, and you look at it at the end, and if you win the running metres, you generally win the game. And Penrith's so good at those running metres. And then when you add to that Nathan Cleary's kicking game, you know, it's a really, really... They're a tough side to defend to, and they're also just so hard to break down.
John, you see it in sport, though, so often. The underdog just finds a way on that one given day. So, again, all the experts continue to talk, and rightly so, talk about this Penrith team. Like, they've got the opportunity. They win another grand final here to be one of the great teams. But does this not present the perfect opportunity for Parra? They've had so much pressure on them the whole season, so much expectation for them to make the GF. Now can they not just walk out with freedom and say, you know what, Penrith are expected to win this game?
Yeah, I mean, I think out of all the sides, they do have a game that can beat Penrith. They're not a totally overstructured side, so they are hard to plan for. Like, if you watch them closely, they play sideline to sideline. They stand their wingers right on the sideline. So they try and get in the opposition's head a little bit. I love the 5'8", the way he's playing. Moses is probably in career best form. Gillard and Paulo, I think, again, they're going to cancel each other out, both middles. But Parra, I'll just say, you know, they needed to score 30 points to win the other night, and they found a way to do it. I think that's their attitude. That they're not overstructured. They play what they see. and they back themselves. You know, they back themselves to score points. I really think out of anyone that they have got a game that can beat Penrith, and they're playing full of confidence at the moment.
Yeah, I do too, Cardi. And I think the more they offload the ball, the better. I think that can unsettle good defensive systems. And I think Parramatta, the way they start the game when they charge onto the ball and they run hard and then they create an offload off the back of that, I think that's their best chance of winning.
Yeah, and mate, they get those offloads because the width they stand. You know, they their wingers nearly out near the grandstand sometimes. They just fill the field in, which just forces you as a defensive line just to get a little bit more space in your line, and that's where they create a few of those offloads. And mate, that's one thing that no matter how good a defensive side you are, it can really, you know, pull you apart. It catches you. You've got to stay up and chase, and then there might be another offload, and away it goes again. So I do think they have a game that can worry Penrith, but I think they've got to find a way to put Penrith off their game as well, because they're just, so system life. And once they get in the groove, which they did against South the other night in the second half, it just becomes second nature to them.
We're speaking with Penrith club great and Brisbane assistant coach John Cartwright. And John, plenty of debate this morning about the 17 that Brad Arthur will go with on Sunday night. Can you envisage him making changes?
I don't think he'd be scared to make a change, but I think he's proven all year that he'll go with a side that he thinks he needs to have to beat Penrith. That was so good against, that was a big win up there against the Cowboys. The state of origin type atmosphere at home. You know, it was a genuine home semi. Really hot conditions. It'd be a brave move, I think, to make any sort of changes in the side. But again, if he sees some individual that can make some sort of difference, I think he's shown that he's not scared to make a change when he has to, especially in a side that they've won their last two big games.
Obviously, potentially a great moment for your nephew Bryce as well. There is some debate whether he could lose his spot in the 17 today, but what have you made of his contributions?
Yeah, it's been great for Bryce. He's, Parramatta's back near home. He's with his mum and dad. He's got his life in pretty good shape. And they've been a club that, they've been good enough to give him a chance. So he forced his way into the side through... he's played a fair bit of the lower grade there at Parramatta, but his form's been really good there. And he forced his way into the side through form. Brad, he's a little bit different the way he used his bench, and I think he decides who his best 13 is, and he keeps them out there as long as he possibly can. So there's a lot of the coaches will go in with a plan and, they'll play a front row for 20 and then, bring him on for the final 20. And that, because I think you'll find Paulo and Gillard and, the back rows will play 80 minutes. The two big front rowers who are his guns, they'll play 60, 65 minutes if they're not injured. So the bench players at Parra don't get an enormous opportunity, but that's why I think Bryce is perfect. If you're looking for a try, if you're down by 80, you're down by 4, and you need someone that can just provide something a little bit different, I think he's the perfect player for him.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on top of the head there, Cardi. I think everyone uses their bench differently, and they have to now have... most things covered because HIAs are now an important part of the game and you can lose players at different moments of time. But that there's sort of, and I know Parramatta do it a little bit differently, but, you always sort of have that one bloke there spare, really, don't you? And you sometimes it's hard and difficult to get him game time.
It is, mate. You've got to, the biggest one you've got to cover, and people hear, I think you and I have spoken about this in the past, that if you lose your halfback in the first 5 minutes and you don't have some cover on the bench, it's just such a big blow to your team, You're the central part of your side. So you need someone there, especially if you use the way the bench breaks. You've got a guy there covering your half or fullback and he doesn't get a run. Well, it's just so be it. The other two are out there because he thinks they're a better men for the job. so you leave them there, you know. And if you lose one early through a head knock or, you know, some sort of injury, it's such a great thing to be able to throw a halfback out there for a halfback. And, you know, I think that's quite smart. And, it, you know, some people say, oh, well, what's the point of him being there if you don't use him? Well, you don't use him because you don't need to use him.
John, plenty of fallout, naturally, from the Penrith-Souths game there on Saturday night. And you've shown, I guess, your annoyance at the trainer, Pete Green, apparently sledging your son, Jed, which the Panthers have denied. But are you confident the NRL will look into this and take action?
Mate, I'm not sure. I was really comfortable with the way Jed dealt with it. Where I was sitting, and I saw him walk over, and I thought he was just going to shake hands, because I know he worked with him when he was at Penrith, and he did have some words with him, and he left it at that. He walked away. He said his piece, and he walked away. And then Cody, I think Cody's had some history there, maybe in the past. I'm not sure, but he was in the area, the vicinity of what was said, and Cody's a fiery sort of fellow, and that's where it sort of came from. I'm happy for it to end, mate. I just think it's wrong that, you know, if you haven't got a pair of boots and a jumper on, you can go out there and rile a player up. I don't, you know, whether it's Jed, my son, or whether it's anyone, I don't think it's the trainer's job. I certainly know a Ron Palmer wouldn't go out there. He knows his job, you know, and if there was an opposition player down there, Ronnie would go in and try and help the opposition player out, you know. And that's your job as a, you know, in... When you wear one of those blue or orange shirts, you've got a job to do, and it's to keep the players hydrated and keep them healthy and get them off the field they need to be. I don't think a player needs to be riled or sledged from another train. I think that can just cause drama, which is probably in the end of the day it did.
If it was Ronnie, he'd be telling an ordinary joke.
Well... He'd bore him to death with one of his jokes, or I've seen him nearly get hit by the ball half a dozen times, John, because he's got his mind somewhere where it shouldn't be. But yeah, but he's a little bit different now, Ronnie, isn't he?
He is. I still remember Ronnie in an Origin game once, and he did it so well. He was running out onto the field, and there was a penalty, and the way he was able to sort of just run, but in one stride just turned and looked up at the bench and looked at the bench saying, go for two. And then he turned back around and told the players to go for the two. It was just beautiful work by the great man. He never lost stride. What did they used to call him? Who was the horse we used to call him? What was the...
Luskin
Star. He had the big mane ready to go, old Ronster.
I reckon he would have had a little peek up at the big screen as well to see how he was looking.
He would have been able to watch, see how tidy shorts were.
Oh, they were small shorts. John, really appreciate your time this morning.
No, thanks very much, boys.